It's an NBA Minute on a Gary Sharp Show. Brad Stevens didn't waste any time getting to work in his new position. If you haven't heard anything yet, Celtics have traded the 16th pick in this year's draft, Kemba Walker, and a 2025 second-round pick to OKC for Al Horford, Moses Brown, and a 2023 second-round pick. The Bucks last night forced a Game 7 behind their superstars, and Giannis had himself a good night, but it was Chris Middleton that really put on a show. They're going back to Brooklyn, and everybody's favorite words in sports, Game 7. Dirk Nowitzki, he's going to be joining the Mavs as an advisor, not an everyday role, but he will assist in the search for a president and a head coach for that organization. They need all the help they can get because it seems like the building is on fire. And they've also discussed Jason Kidd possibly taking over as head coach, but Mark Cuban wants to focus on the GM. The Jazz and the 76ers have their backs against the wall tonight in Game 6s. Donovan Mitchell is a game-time decision, but Mike Conley's looking like he'll dress for the Utah Jazz. He hasn't played in the series at all. So just let's throw that in there for Game 6. So a couple of good games on tonight.
All right, who wins Game 7?
Brooklyn.
Really?
Brooklyn.
You don't. If I'm Milwaukee and last night I win by 15, and once they got on a run, Brooklyn kind of punted the game.
Sure did.
They got their victory in Game 5. I'm kicking myself if I'm the Bucks, because Harden on that hamstring, he didn't even attempt a layup. A layup.
Come on.
They're. You know, and Durant gets a mulligan. I mean, they won Game 5.
Yeah.
But now the pressure is shifting back them to win Game 7. It just seems like this has been such a slog of a series.
You know, it really does, though.
Just there's supposed to be drama with Game 7 and excitement. And I don't know, this has been such a grind. Mm-hmm. And injuries are so prevalent in the storyline. And whatever Giannis is doing. Maybe Giannis last night heard, he listened to the Gary Sharp Show. So he did not attempt a three.
Nope.
He also got into the paint and stayed in the paint. He may have found his ideal role.
Yeah.
And he was like he was riding the sidecar next to Chris Middleton.
Oh, yeah. Chris Middleton was like, stand back, I got this.
But we have an issue. So Giannis doesn't like shooting free throws. Ben Simmons doesn't like shooting free throws. That was ridiculous what they allowed him to do last night. In being able to practice his free throws, they did a real time, his 7 free throws in the first quarter.
Yeah.
It took 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Stop.
And I can, there's not a lot that James Harden and I agree on. But James Harden lost it last night when they let Giannis, they were holding the basketball, the refs were, and they let Giannis practice his free throws. And finally, Harden threw his arms up in the air and said, what are we doing? I would be annoyed as well. I mean, it's ridiculous they let somebody just stand at the free throw line and practice their routine. There was one time, it was at least 30 seconds before they bounced into the basketball. Let's go! Get him the ball. Start the 10-second count. Let's play on.
Somebody needs to get a free throw shooter with, like, a coach with this dude. It's all in his head. You sit up there for 10 seconds with the ball in your hand. All you're thinking about is the free throw.
Mm-hmm.
Get the ball in your hand. Let that thing fly.
Now, the other series that could end tonight, Philadelphia's blown 2 straight leads. Atlanta is Trae Young and the Hawks. Underdogs are supposed to be adorable, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you watch the cartoon Underdog, I liked Underdog. Now, he wasn't necessarily underdog. He was like the leader. But underdogs are supposed to be adorable, and you're embracing them, and they're lovable. What happens if in this series we have an underdog that you don't know much about, and maybe they don't fit the role of being lovable and adorable?
That's a valid point.
So is Atlanta really an underdog? Technically, they are because Philadelphia was the favorite. But, like, if you think of an underdog, they're adorable. They're lovable. They're like, oh, man, backs against the wall. They kind of fit that role, but you see what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
They're,
It's not screaming.
It's not a, like a. Yeah. It's not like, oh my gosh, this is a great story.
Right.
It's kind of like Trae Young is a great story, but start rattling me off some other Hawk players. They've persevered through. You know, they beat the Knicks, and now in this series, they've been allowed to hang around, and they're up 3-2, and they have a chance on their home floor tonight to close it out. That's wild.
Absolutely wild.
Yeah. To wrap up, we began this hour. Or last hour, we were talking about the Bears possibly moving to the burbs and teams that keep their, like the John brought up, San Francisco 49ers. Mm-hmm. They're still in the San Francisco Bay, but they're down in Santa Clara now. So it's not the San Francisco 49ers of Santa Clara. It shows you how the Angels trying to appease Anaheim when they went with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. You know, they used to be the California Angels for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And then they were Anaheim. And then they're like, let's be Los Angeles with the branding. You know, the Cowboys don't play in Dallas. Cowboys have never played in Dallas, I don't believe. It's been Irving and now out in Arlington with Jerry's World. People have brought up to us today the Omaha Lancers, who when the Omaha Lancers in the mid-'80s were born, and they played at Exarban Coliseum. When they left Exarban Coliseum, they went across the river to the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. Well, if I was running that building and I was in Council Bluffs, even though a majority of your fans that came to your games in the two or three years you played in that building were from Omaha, I don't want the Omaha Lancers. So they renamed them to the River City Lancers. Mm. That was back in the time when I was doing the Lincoln Stars. And people had a hard time calling them the River City Lancers. But then when they moved back to this side of the river and they played downtown, they brought back the Omaha Lancers. Now, yes, they do play out in Ralston now, but they've not changed to the Ralston Lancers. Now, that would be wrong because, to me, and I kind of live next to Ralston.
Yeah.
Ralston, the way people describe it, it's like Serbia. You might live on 72nd and you might live like on one side of I-80, but you cross over and you're getting close to getting in Ralston.
Yeah.
You're like, man, that's a long drive. I'm not joking. I hear people say that about going to Ralston Arena to go see the Lancers play. Oh, that's a long way.
What? No.
Long way is like from Exarban Village out to Millard. So that's why I would never become the Ralston Lancers, even though it would bring some branding and identity to that community playing in a place called the Ralston Arena. Yeah, the River City Lancers.
Yeah.
But the Lincoln Stars do have a Clark Cup championship against the River City Lancers. I should add that for historical purposes.
I like it.
All right, good week, everybody. Thank you. It was a busy week, and now it's on to Father's Day, Juneteenth as well, and the start of the College World Series. All of that coming together on this weekend. Be safe, make memories, enjoy the coverage here on The Zone. Come see us at Baseball Village. We'd love to see you as well as we celebrate Omaha's State Fair. Welcome to everybody in town. Go Vandy, go Tennessee. More importantly, for our show that have adopted the Vols, Rocky Top. For George, I'm Gary. We're back again from Baseball Village on Monday at 10. USC's coming up next. This is the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.